Now will you notice verse 12? But these as natural brute beasts. And actually, it means wild animals. These are natural wild animals. They are made to be taken and destroyed. Speak evil of the thing that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Now I want you to notice several things here. These apostates are like animals. And we hear a great deal today about man descending from an animal. And when we get to Obadiah, we'll find out that both the Old Testament and the New Testament make it very clear that man can live lower than the animals today. He's not descended from anything. He's right down with them, if you please, and lives like an animal. And he'll use that illustration in this chapter here a little bit later on. They are natural animals, wild animals. Made to be taken and destroyed. That is, just like an animal is taken. They've descended to that low plane, and they've reached the plane where they're hopeless and helpless. They speak evil of the things that they understand not. Now, here is something that has amazed me from the very beginning, to the time I became a Christian, the fact of how smart some men can be who are not Christians and not at all understand the Word of God. There have been many brilliant men in the past, but have no knowledge of what the Word of God is about. Wilberforce in England, he was an alcoholic actually and lived a very fast life, and he was in the House of Lords or Commons, I'm not sure which, and Burke was his friend. And when Wilberforce was converted, he wanted Burke to hear one of the great preachers of Scotland. And when they were up there, he took him to hear him. And afterward, he was interested to get the reaction that he had to the sermon. And the reaction was very simple. It revealed something. He said, you know, says, that man is a brilliant orator, isn't he? But what was he talking about? Now, here is Burke, one of the great English statesmen. When he heard a gospel message, he said, I don't even know what he's talking about. And I was very much interested to read recently of a great denomination in this country, a church that has preached justification by faith down through the years, that they made a survey and found out that 40% of the members believe they're saved by works, their own works. How tragic it is to see today that people do not even understand the gospel at all. Many that have been hearing it year in and year out, they do not understand. And that's what he says here. They speak evil of the things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Now, you remember before he talked about pollution. He said that we've escaped the corruption of the world, the child of God. But these have not escaped the corruption. These today, some of them have escaped the pollutions, we are told, of the world. That is, there are a great many lost sinners today that say, I wouldn't do this thing that this low-down individual's doing, and he won't. He has escaped the pollutions, but he has not escaped the corruptions. In other words, outside, he's religious. He goes through forms. He does certain works. But his heart is not right with God at all, and he has a corrupt heart, and he's done nothing about that whatsoever.